Venus Clark.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. Today we're continuing Meleches Malabin. And again, just to review what we discussed last week, we discussed the din of Shriyaso Zohi Kibuso, that if you wet something, that's Melacha Daraisa of Malabin, of Kibus. So say, some ketchup fell on your tie, and you want to go to the faucet, and you open the faucet, and you put your tie underneath the faucet, so that could be a Melacha Daraisa, if there's lichluch on it. There's one opinion that says even if there's not lichluch, just wet something is, but certainly if there is lichluch,
when you're walking through the Shadayim and you get water on your suit or whatever, it would be a shayla too, and sometimes there's some sort of schmutzer, it would be like a shayla to wipe off the water.
No, because when you wipe, you mean towel.
You're walking through the Shadayim and then normally you
forget,
get water on you.
Forget your suit. When you get water on your hands, you wash the Tilos Yadayim.
You wash the Tilos Yadayim. Once
it happened, can you wipe?
A little stain or something there.
Could you wipe? In other words, if water got on your suit?
You have a little stain on your suit, your package or whatever you have on Shabbos.
You have you have a stain or just time water fell on it?
You have a stain, and you have water there, so it would be a shayla to wipe off the water.
If it got wet anyway.
Getting wet from the Tilos Yadayim.
Yeah, and then there's happened to be a stain also. So now, so you shouldn't wipe it because if you know it's there and you have kavana to use that water to wipe off the stain, that would also be a problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's see. The Torah says on page 1, Mishmeres Shemisan Bashmarim. So you have something, a type of filter. A few Tuluya Meir of Shabbos. So even if you put it, you put it together on Friday. Osir Litein Bashmar Musanam. Okay, so that we're not concerned. In other words, you can't be borer on with a filter on Shabbos. Okay, so that okay, but then the part that I'm concerned with here is like this. He says the third line of page 2.
Page 4.
Page 2.
Okay.
V'yayin o'mayim shein tzlulim. If you have yayin o'mayim that's clear, it's not dirty, yochol l'sanam b'mishmeres, you can put it in a filter. Why? Ein kam yishim borer kevin shehem tzlulim. So you're not really, you're just pouring it through the filter, but nothing is really, really getting filtered because the water was clear anyway. Aval achurim lo. But if it was dirty water, so then you're violating an issur borer.
Uvishas hagitos shederach lishtos hayayin ochur ktsas yochol lo imshmar misaneres sanav imshum borer.
Okay, now the question is like this. This is what we want to focus on. When you put it in the filter, if the filter is made of cloth, right? So isn't there a shayla of libun on the filter? What do you call that? The
Melida. Melida filters.
Yeah, so they're made out of what?
Out of paper.
Well, okay. U'mishum libun nami leka de mishmeres asuyu lekach. Ve'ena choshesh li libuna. In other words, the mishmeres is made for that. So you don't care about the libun. You don't care. Have a besudar, but if you have a sudar that's cloth shechoshish libuno that you really want it to be clean, also mishum libun. So then it would be also mishum libun. So then, in other words, you have to take in two things into account. If you put water in a filter and the filter is made of cloth, so when and you're and the water is somewhat dirty or whatever, so you have to worry about bleeping.
Maybe more borer, huh?
Yeah, the borer aspect is one aspect, right? But the question is the Lieben aspect. That's what you're saying.
Have
your Lieben if the water's dirty.
Isn't it the
so
dirty?
Yeah, so no, it means what are you doing filtering for? Obviously there's something you wanna, maybe it's not total dirt, it's something that you wanna get out of the water, mm-hmm. right? And it's not going to make it dirty, so the fact that the water is getting on it will do more for the cleaning of it than for the... So then he says, also Mishum Liban.
I want to post to Michael about a filter, because I heard the reason is because you can drink the water without the filter, and the filter is an added thing.
Well, that's the question.
So whether it's bugs or whether it's rust or basically, of course, whatever.
Yeah, so that's right. That's a separate issue. I mean, the question about like the modern day filter with the water bugs and the copepods. Yeah, so if you hold the copepods are mutter anyway, so then they're mutter anyway. If you hold it, they're not mutter, so then.
The point is they're invisible. So
right. Yeah. Yeah. In other words, there's only Lieben by water. In other words, if you're gonna filter wine, so you don't say that's gonna be malabing the cloth, because you're gonna get a wine stain on it. Well,
you have dregs in the wine, it lays for a long time.
Yes. Right, and so this is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Yud Tes Yud. It says Yayin Umayim. If they're clear water, then you can misanin. Afal pishiyesh kis mendakin. However, roy lishtos blavaki. So why is he putting in mishmeres? Obviously, he's putting it. He's still. There's something that's getting removed, but it's not significant enough that you would not have drank the water without the liban, without the filtering. So then you can even filter. But if you're going to use a sudar, in other words, the other thing you're using, ichveis, is some type of filter that's made out of metal or whatever it is, plastic, whatever. But if it's a sudar, so it's also mishum libun. V'yayin u'shar mashkin mutter. V'yimei machurin, Bein Mayim is going to be also because of Borer. Okay. So now let's take a look at another Gemara on page 7, Kuf Chof Amin Aleph from the bottom. So this is the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Talis Ochas Baha'or. In other words, you have a talis, some type of cloak that's on fire. Sha'achas ba'or mitzar echad nosna la mayim mitzar acher vim kofsa kofsa. Whereas, right, the halach is that you could do kibbuy with grama. Right, you're not putting the water directly on the fire. The fire is spreading, so you put the water where the direction of the fire is, and then it'll eventually get extinguished by the water. So the question is, but what right did you have to put the water on the beged? Didn't you do Liban? Did you violate? In other words, you're trying to stop the fire from spreading. In the meantime, you violated an Isser of Liban. Obviously, we're talking about it's not a Pikuach Nefesh situation. If it's a Pikuach Nefesh situation, then everything's mutter. So we're trying. So he says like this. Look at Tosis. Tosis Mayim Tzarech Perish Rashbam Lav Davka Alatalis. The Kaimel Perch Adam Chat is the Beged Shiyosu Zay Kibuso. Means it doesn't mean that you put it on the talis. There's a Pashup Shad that you read the Gemara. Shalachas Bad Haor Mitzarecha Nosnim Alav Mayim Mitzarecha. So he says no. It means that you put it on the other side, but not on the talus. That's not the simple reading. This is a typical example, what I told you yesterday, last week, what Shas Cohen said over from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. The Tosfos Shita throughout Shas is you have to join every sugya together. The simple answer, like I saw one of the Rishonim say in a different context, is maybe this sugya, the Chais, doesn't hold from Shriyasos or Kibuso. And Mela, you read this Gemara Kipshuto that you put it on the talus. But Tosis' Shita is, no, we combine everything. Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig said a good word once. He said about the definition of pilpul. The definition of pilpul is that you assume that everyone else assumes everyone else's assumptions. So, in other words, who says this Gemara is assuming that assumption of Shri Yosef? But that's what Tosis is the prototype of the beginning of pilpul. Because that's what Tosis is all about, pilpul. In other words, that Gemara. And instead of saying that who says the two Gemaras are supposed to hold of each other, they could be machlokas asugas, you put it all together, and then you have to be matchik in this Gemara to say, in a different shot than the Parshat shot. What can I tell you?
About 30 years ago, there were a few incidents of fires from Shabbos candles.
Yeah.
And at that time, they came out, the Rabbanim, there were some ads in the papers, I don't remember anymore who sponsored it, that in case light, what do? So you should fill up either a plastic cup or a plastic bag with water and put it down near the fire. And I'm thinking now, as we're saying that, was that the pshat instead of putting a wet shmat to put davka plastic?
Interesting. Yeah, fires is very, especially Hanukkah is also, you have to be very careful. My sheet is the less fire, the better. That's why my wife, when we got married, I said, our minhag is going to be that we only light two Shabbos candles, Shomer v'Zochar. We don't light Keneged, many people have the minhag that every member of the family, they light. He said, we're not going to have that minhag. Shomer v'Zochar.
Some Gilkiyama Jews, when somebody dies, they leave their leichter to them, and their people, there was Dom Verebis in Washington Heights. I remember she used to light about 100 candles. The whole kitchen was all these leichters which didn't match each other. The people had left her. You saw it,
I saw it by the Dom
Verebis. They knew that the kitchen was so hot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's terrible things that could happen with.
Luckily, they had a fire, but the people that did.
Other people died and left.
Yeah, all the things. They keep lighting the candlesticks of the deceased.
Yeah.
That in itself is the minhag. You keep lighting the candlesticks of the person that died.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see another.
Until you have a lit for Shana going.
Okay. Page. Look in the tour now, page 8. Here. It says, Mutter litein mayim ala minna l'sach secho. So you can put, in other words, if you have a leather shoe that you want to, something you need to put water on to, so yeah, that you can put water on the leather shoe. But also the kapso of mine. You can put some water on, but you can't do a real kibus that you rub it. Who beg a sheishal of lichluch, also a few l'sachsachal. Right, the beg a sheishal of lichluch, you can put any water, even if you're not rubbing. Shuzel kibuso. The kankho is smarter. You can take a cloth and then wipe it off. Pashupshan means a dry cloth. We'll see. This is a machloikas, but Rabbeinu Tam calls of lo marin shiyosos a kibuso hechadil shehu derech lichluch. Right, that we saw that was Rabbeinu Tam shita. That if it's derech lichluch, that's why that's the heter to dry your hands on the towel on Shabbos. What's the heter to drying your hands on the towel? You can do kibus. So the answer is you're not doing kibus. It's derech lichluch, because presumably when you wash your hands, now you're getting off the dirt and now you're putting it on. So he says, a woman, the kid urinated on his mother. Okay? So, she says, so Rabbeinu Tam gave the following heter. She can wash her hands, and then she can dry them on this dirty garment. Titol Yadevit Kalchem Ba'osum Mokum Levatal Hameiraglayim. In other words, she's going to dry her hands on the skirt. In other words, if you urinate on the skirt, she'll wash the tilos yadayim, then dry it with the skirt, and that will give her an ability to put water in a roundabout way on the skirt to bevatel the meiraglayim.
Vach etzim kama pomim.
What?
The vach etzim kama pomim.
Yeah. So what's the pshat? She'ein zeh derech libun, ela derech lichuch. Because she's not going to get it clean. So it's not derech lichuch, but she wants a mevatel the meiraglayim, so chveis the smell of this. So it's v'gam eina mechaveres ela levatel meiraglayim. She's only mechavein to mevatel meiraglayim, so then it's okay. Even though some of it might come off. So this is the word that we were saying last week, or Gutman has in Sefer, that it could be, there's some shittas in Rishonim hold, that the din of kibbutz is only when you're mechavin for kibbutz. But if you're doing something that you're cleaning, but that wasn't your kavana, even though it's a psikration, that was the point we were mentioning last week, we'll see again today, is that certain malachas, if you're not mechavein beferish for the malacha, even if it's a psik reshe, it's still okay. Because normally we say, if I have a chair and I want to move the chair and it creates a ditch in the ground, so even though I'm not interested in the ditch, but it's a psik reshe, then it's going to happen, it's inevitable, so then I violate the iser, bone, chorish, whatever it is. Because it's a psikresha. So I violate the yisr. So here it also could be a psikresha. That, in other words, you mechavin to mechavin. But of course, some of it's getting cleaned off as a result of her. But as Rav Gutman points out in the Sefer, that by the malacha of kibbutz, according to these rishitas, if you're not mechavin for the kibbutz, then even though it's inevitable that it might happen, you don't violate. But in the case, say, where you got the ketchup on your tie, and then you go to the sink, then you're mechavin. So then that's...
It says the lashon of ela levatel.
El levatel
meiraglayim. Not lenakos.
Right, ela levatel meiraglayim. So let's see, in the Sefer Tosefer Shabbos, on page 15, it's probably a Sefer most of you never heard of, but it's a classic. Who told me this? Tully Beer in Boston. That Ravan Kotler said, just like when you learn Chosh and Mishpat, you have to learn with the Ktsois, so too when you learn Or Chaim, you have to learn with the Tosefer Shabbos. Even though most people heard of the Ktsois, and most people didn't hear of the Tosefer Shabbos.
Is this here from Harchov?
Yeah. But it's a classic Sefer. It's a classic Sefer. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it every once in a while, you'll see. He quotes from the Tosefer Shabbos. Okay. So he discusses some of the things we discussed last week. He says, Iger Kushyoso al Hatur. Right, the question of putting water on a beged with, you know, to Masanin, etc. Nearly call Shemida the Hasimin Shem Beis Hevi Habeis Yosef B'Shem Hariva. In other words, the Hadam Rinan, the Isha need the Maremis V'Tovelis B'Gadel B'Shabbos. Right, we discussed this last week, that a woman who has to go to the mikveh, and she also has to have her clothes in the mikveh, so, but she doesn't have an extra pair of clothing, so she's going to go in the mikveh with the clothing, loose clothing, and she'll do a double. She'll tovel for herself and her clothing. So the question is, how can you do that on Shabbos? So Tosfos gave two terutz. One terutz was that there was no lichluch on it. The other terutz was that it's not derech, it's derech lichluch, because the mikvahs was dirty then. But he's going to say another terutz. The terutz that we mentioned with the came in the enum mechavenes. That's the word. That if you're not mechaving for the kibbutz, it's not called kibbutz. Even though it's a psik reisha, even though it's a psik reisha that it could get more clean, but malabin, he's saying, as Goodman's point out, is a malacha that when you're not mechaving for the libun, then it's not a malach. It's not a malach. And the example I gave you, I was showing it to you inside, I mentioned it last week, but on page 21, the famous Rambam and the Magen Mishnah. On page 21, take a look. So the Rambam says, in Perek Yud Aleph, Filcha Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, Hanotel kisim shall eats milfonov. If you take a piece of wood, vikotmo, and you break off a little piece of the piece of wood to use as a toothpick. Lachzos boshinov, oliftoch bos adelas, chayv. Because you need a little stick. So either you need it as a toothpick, or you need it to jar open the door, so you chayev. So the Magen Mishnah, the famous Magen Mishnah, we'll see it inside now on page 20. We'll take a look. Four lines from the bottom, the Magen Mishnah. Umidivei Rabbeinu, see, on page 20. Four lines from the bottom, in the Magen Mishnah. Umidivei Rabbeinu shekosu shakol tolei bekavanoso. As though it's only if you had kavana to break the wood to use as a toothpick. But say you didn't have kavana, you know, some people just have nervous habits of, you know, picking off, thing from the, you know, just, no, without any kavana. Yeah. So then it's not also, even though you can put a little twig and it's still fit to use as a toothpick, but you're not planning to use it as a toothpick, then it's okay. It's only if you play it. So why don't you say it's a psik reisha? Because you cut it off. Now it can be used as a toothpick. I wasn't mechaving, but I made it clean. It says, "Ein bo melacha klal shrei einu rosh lasos mimenu kli." Do melach timas kisim sheis karam per yural shekol she einu kot melachtos moshinov. Af vol pi she roy lekach bektimoso potter. Shekolshum they tikkun kli mish einu safna potter. Because if the whole idea is tikkun kli, But you're not mechavin for the kli. In other words, any time you take a little piece from the wood and you cut off a little piece, it's fit to use for various functions. But you didn't have kavana for these various functions as a toothpick or this. You just did it as a nervous habit. So then the Magen Mishnah says that's not awesome. So we see over here that even though we have a din psik reishin, In all of Hilchas Shabbos, a person's not mechaving, but it's a psik reisha that's going to happen. So it's ki'ilu he's mechaving. When the Shulchan Rabbi Chana, it's ki'ilu he's mechaving. But certain malachas are the mahus of the malacha is totally in the kavana. So that's what some are saying that's what the Tosefa Shabbos says in by the Malach of Malabim. So if you're not mechaving for, even though inevitably it's happening, so you're allowed to go in the water to get someplace, even though your clothing is gonna get shiyasu gonna kibus. It doesn't matter. You weren't mechaving b'kach. You weren't mechaving b'kach. So then, even though it's a psik resh, it's mutter. You see, this is quoted in the Magen Avraham, book on page 22. So the word is that certain malachas, if you don't have the actual kavana, the kavana defines the malacha. In certain malachas, it doesn't. In other words, even if you weren't mechavin, the chiddush is a psik resh, it's keilu mechavin. But certain things, so the chiddush of psik resh, the way Rabbi Chanan explains in one of his explanations, is something that you weren't mechavin for, like you take the chair and you schlep it. You don't mechavin for the ditch, but it's inevitable. It's going to happen. So we view it keilu mechavin. What's a ditch? Is a ditch, even if I'm not mechavin. Certain things, the physical quality is there, no matter what. Understand? But certain things, like a little piece of wood, you only call it a toothpick if you're planning to use it as a toothpick. Understand? And the same thing, you see, certain things, it's not, the malacha is not so clear from the physical act what it is. See, certain things, digging a ditch, the ditch was dug. So I was mechavit, wasn't mechavit. But Lamaisa, since it inevitable was going to happen, so even though I didn't have real kavana, but I had this psikresha dika kavana, that's good enough. But certain things, the malacha is a bissel shvach, the malacha. So in order to make it a malacha, you need positive energy, positive kavana, not just the psikresha dika kavana. And so the Magen Mishnah's chiddush is that's by Tikkun Mana, and the Tur, the Rivah, whatever they quote, that whole discussion about the Meiraglayim says that Liban is the same thing. Certain types of Liban is the same thing, because it's not so evident that you're doing a Maisa Liban when you're just putting water on. If you put it in the washing machine and you do a wash and so you're doing Liban, but just when you put water on something, so that's called Liban, that's a bit of a jump. So if you're mechavi lekach, that makes it, that shafts the malacha.
Why is being matire something on Shabbos and all the malacha? It should be one of the Lama tests. They were matire the kelim for the Mishkan, no? Presumably.
Yeah.
Why is it not in one of the Lama tests malachas? And even not, why don't you say Misak and Mona in this case of the woman toggling with the clothes on?
Yeah, so Midrabanan. What you say, it should be a direct.
It seems to me that it should be an Av Malacha, but there is no such Av Malacha, which is itself a question.
Right. So the Milchas Chinuch writes that Tikkun Mona is only a physical Tikkun Mona. Then we say, for example, the Halacha is by a hados, right? So the halacha is if there are more berries than leaves on the hados, then it's possible. But you could take away the berries, and now you have a good hados. But he says you're not allowed to do that on yontif. That's a tikkun mana. So I believe the Michas, as Rav Shechter pointed out, in the Michas Chinuch, that tikkun mana is only derabbanan, because that's a halachic tikkun mana. It's not, if my glasses are not proper and I need to fix my glasses, that's a...
You can find other tirutz in there. That's because hoil v'hutra l'tzorach, you have big berries on yontif. So, janami shalom l'tzorach.
No, you can't pick berries on yontif.
Why can't you have to eat?
No, because only milisha v'eilach is mutter. The halacha is I can't, if on yontif I have in my backyard an apple tree. I can't go and pick off an apple. So Tosis asks your kasha. Tosis and Beitza, Daf Gimel, Kayin Shom, Gimel Amar Aleph. He asks the kasha, why don't you say it's Ochel Nefesh? So Tosis says, Ochel Nefesh is not everything. Only certain malachas were hutter, Lisha Ve'elach. So anything that was, even though there's no Lisha by an apple, but in other words, the fact that you take something from the ground when you're making bread is before the Lisha process, so then they weren't matter. So this idea is also, take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 22. Mecham shepina mimenu mayim chamim. So if you have a hot kettle and you took out the water, so you could put cold water in. Mutar liten l'socho mayim tzonin. Merubin. Well, it's not on the fire anymore. It's not on the fire. But, so it was hot water in, it's off the fire, and now you put in cold water. Kidei l'hav shirin. It's not going to get yatzo, let us say, it's just going to get lukewarm. So, it's okay. So the Ramah says, you can put mayim tzonim merubim, kidei l'hav shirin. So says the Magen Avraham, the law meaning the mitzayif hakli. In other words, because it could be that when you put this water in, if you put water in the kli, that could solidify the kli, make it stronger. So why isn't that a tikkun mana? It says davish einum skavinu. Avid is a psik reshe. Says rab psik reshe hu because of Magen Mishnah, and then he quotes that same Magen Mishnah. Shekol she einu mechavin ein roi lo ma psik reshe hu lechayev meishu miskavin osa melacha she einu miskavin ein bo melacha klal she einu rotsa lasos b'menu kli dome lektimas kisim shekol she einu kotmo lachtos bo shinov potter shekol she mnei kinku mi she einu miskavin potter. So that's the yisod. We're gonna see soon also in you say this also by Tzoveya, the same concept by Tzoveya, that if say you're not here, take a look, page 23 in Sefer Talmulachas. Okay, if you take a look, let's see the good one. The Gemara, it's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Hey. I think I put it in here. See here, take a look on page 18. Hashoichte, if you shecht, shochet mishumai chayiv. What's the malach of shechita? Rav Amar mishum tzoveya. Because the blood is going to make it's going to color the skin, the meat, whatever, or the skin. Shmuel Omer Mishum Atilas Neshama. Okay, so the Gemara says, Mishum Tzoveya in Mishum Atilas Neshama Lo, in Ma'av Mishum Tzoveya. It's both. Amar of Milsad Amri may even be Milsad the Nesad Tor Basrai, Lichu Alai, Tzovei, but my Nichalei, the Litvos Beish Beish Hashchita, Adol Mekehechad, El Chazei, Nishi, Leisul, Lezuni, Minei. In other words, a person wants, when he sells an animal, that they should see the red blood on the, it looks fresh, it looks good. So he wants it to be that the blood should get on the skin. Then they'll wash it off, guys. But that's a way of a sales pitch. So now take a look. Page 23. Lechora, on the left side. Lechora, sorry, beer. The Maksha Gemur Tzoveh B'may Nichalei. Talo Apelo Nichalei. It's a psik reshi. That when you shecht it, it's going to get all the blood around. So what do you have to say that that the guy is nichale, that he wants it, because it'll be good for the sales. So he says, Chosva Toys says, the Choshev Kimalach Shein Tzrichel Gufa. Rava Svirik Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Malach Shein Tzrichel Chayev. Can a mind Chayev Allah? So he says, the same idea by Tzoveya. He quotes from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shulchan Aruch HaTanya, Kosev Taretz. That Tzoveya, you color something, is you making a color. Now color usually is ein bo mamish. Chazusa la milsehi, klal. Shein derech ha'olam lachaspo. Gam hi atzma ein lo chavetz bat tzviya, ve ein lo av shem tzviya klal. Hei mishum molocho, mishum hochel if he's first, dori basrai, de ein derech klal, let's bo beis ha-shechita b'dam, shabim makshe. So he says that's the idea that by tzoveya also, if you're not interested in the tzviya, even if you're doing a maisa tzviya, then it's not a malacha. We don't say it's a malacha, but you weren't mechavein, and therefore it's a psik reisha, it's clearly the mechavein. No, you have to have positive kavana for the tzviya. Okay, we'll see more when we learn the malach of tzoveya, of how that works.
The irony is that they always say that a good shofet can chat for a long time and not get any blood on him at all.
Yeah.
I've heard people say that they think that's such a good shofet, his clothes are completely clean. I've heard people say them say that as a mila. I guess everybody's on that
much regular. Yeah, because the Gemara has the shochet, used to go around with his dirty clothing, and it wasn't considered a chatzitza because all the shochetim weren't makpid that their clothing get dirty. So the Prima Gadim on page 26. The Mishpatzot, so the Prima Gadim is divided into two parts. The Eshal Avram is a Perish on the Mogen Avram, and the Mishpatzot Zohav is a Perish on the Taz. So in the new Shulchan Aruch, they made the Prima Gadim that you can actually see it. The old Shulchan Aruch, it was very tiny. So at least, this is small, but compared to what it used to be. So he says, Nishalti, second line. B'yantav Sherochtim Hatinuk B'mayim Chamin. So in Yantif, they give the little child a bath. V'yefshar lirchot also ki'im. Go to page 28. Shemanichim hasmartutim yveshim bareva. In other words, they didn't have baths like they had today. So they had like a big receptacle. And they'd put the kid in that big, like a big pot. They'd put the kid in the big pot, and they'd give him a bath in the big, But they wouldn't put the kid directly. They would line it first with cloths. They would line it with cloths. Shemanichim asmartut invasion by reva. And then they would line it with dry cloths, and then they would put water in. And then they would put the kid on top of the baby, on top of the... in the water, and like we have in the bathtub, you have a mat of sorts. So that was the mat. So those mats were made out of begit. So why isn't it shail of libun on the smartutim? Echlas as l'man d'omer shuyosu zoy kibusa fra pishtun gam hetar rechitza echiasa nerechitza v'yon avur. Yeah, we in Vindolin, she efshar lirchot smatin chan kol kach moish amen tachta vasmartudin bar reva. Eshel hem Vindolin mchubasim nuguvim. These are the Vindolin are these the mats, the cloth mats. Eshelam d'chor nitein bar reva, they have a derech lichluch. So it says derech lichluch. So that's one thing. He the haya over b'mayim. Maybe it's the same heter as the person has to see his Rebbe and he has to pass through the water.
Yeah.
Zel Hasim, the Cholish Shem was a block of Musa Isid Rabbani. He says, Joseph Zakibus of Molacha Shem Tzricha Lagufa. The Eno says, Zebishvil Kibus Rachlat Sia Tachas Akot and Shari. He says, you're not doing it to me, Mechabis. So the worst is only maybe a din de rabbanon. So the atina is considered, but it's not a real deraisa. The same concept that we had before, as Rav Gutman points out in Sefer, that you're not mechavin for kibus. You're not mechavin. It's just a kid. You can't put the kid on the thing itself. So it's like you don't take a bath. You don't go in the bath. Your body. You had put something on it. You line the thing with a mat or something like that. So he says. So then, it's not going to be a doraisa. So it'll be mutter. It'll be nice, but the same. That's the same. As Rav Gutman put out, it's the same yisod. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and Bez Hashem next week we'll go on more. In other words, what's the story? Medover lishros niyar b'mayim. In other words, say you have to clean the table. You want to take a napkin, you go to the faucet, you wet it, and you clean the table. Is that okay? So it says, Lishros niyar b'mayim l'kaneach ezedover mashlichim li'ibud poshet l'ein leser. V'loshayach v'labim b'niyar haholech li'ibud. So this is our Moshe's Yisod, and we'll talk more, that he says that, page 29, that anything that you're planning to throw out, there's no libun. So in other words, so when you're putting something on the, if you have a washcloth, that's one thing. If you have a paper towel that you're planning to throw out, so even though you could say when you go to the faucet and you take the paper towel and you put water on the paper towel to do it, maybe that itself is a malacha. So he says. So Rav Moshe says anything is derech mashlich and derech liibud. He says, it doesn't get better, it gets all worse. So then the other question that we'll talk about more next week is there schita on the, in other words, because, and this is one of the big shilas today in the modern world of babies, is whether you can use baby wipes on Shabbos. That's the big shila. Because do we say that a baby wipe, sort of, you don't have the shriyasos or kibusos shila because it already comes wet. The shila is there an isser schita or not? So that's a big, a big machlokes that we'll talk about in a future shiur. So he talks about both issues, the schita. Then we'll talk about that more next week. But the schita aspect is one aspect. But he says before you get to the schita aspect, you have to be done. What was the heter for the first place? To wet the napkin. So he says wetting the napkin is not a problem. Because holech le'ibud. So Moshe is very big on these things. Many tshuvas where he speaks about things that are disposable. Like where Moshe holds that disposable tissues, things that are not mekabel tuma, so therefore there's no tuma, there's no ksamim. If there's a kesem on it, it's not on a tissue, as long as it's external, it's not. What? Yeah, and then he has a chiddush and kiddush, you know. Disposable kiddush cups, he wasn't into, you know, all these disposable.
In the bubble died to Eitzel Kolodma, he's by using the aluminum foil pans. That it doesn't need tefillah.
That doesn't need tefillah.
Even though reuse them.
Right, but they reuse it what? Once, twice, how many, you know, but yeah, he was
twice
making.
Shabbos on the second time.
Yeah. No, but still, it's not lakvius. It's not, right, so he's not to that, but he was. But then the chumrah was on the kiddush cups. He considers that just like the halacha is that if a kiddush cup is broken, you can't use it. So he said that that if it's disposable, that's like it's broken, because it's not chashuv. And others disagreed. Yeah. Shabbos morning or?
Yeah.
Rabbi Badi quotes from one of the Achronim. Is it the Chidor? One of the Achronim had, they used to make Kiddush, maybe Shabbos day, on like a chocolate cup. And then they would eat the cup afterwards because it was made out of chocolate. Yeah.
There's a story from one of the first Rothschilds, Baron Rothschild. That he made, he had cups made like cookies with some kind of silver coating. So if you can make it, if it's chashuv for kiddush, and if you can make the mezainos, you have to know how to deal with it.
Yeah. So everybody calls one of the acronym that was matir that. Okay. So the yisod we saw tonight is this idea that by Libun, according to some Rishonim, that if you're not mechaber lekach, even if it's a psik reisha, then it's mutter. And we see by Tikkun Kli, we saw it by the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah is the king of that yisod. He said it by Tikkun Kli. And Rav Gutman was applying it with the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Tosfos Shabbos was applying it to Tzoveya. By Tzoveya also, you know, and to Malabin, that again these things are, even if it's a psik reisha, but that's not good enough. Usually a psik reisha makes einum, like Rebbe Chanan says, it makes einum mechavin into mechavin. But certain things you need mechavin mamish, and if you're not mechavin mamish, then felt in the malacha. So that's what some say that's pshat in the. In the heter for the woman to wash her hands and then dry it on the skirt that has the urine on it, and even though it's going to might clean it a little bit, but lemaisa, you know, mechavin and these ideas. But Bez Hashem, next week, Monday night, Bez Hashem, I'd like to continue talking about the issue of the wipes and the question about what Reb Moshe's tshuva about the niyar, to take a niyar to dry the, to wet the, to clean the table, and how that fits into this discussion as well. Okay.